Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news, and now we have statements from Mike Love and Al Jardine about Brian Wilson. Dean?
Yeah, we did not hear from them yesterday. Not unusual that people who were closest to those who pass away wait a little while until they release statements. But Mike Love of the Beach Boys released a pretty lengthy statement, actually, on Instagram, saying, "Today the world lost a genius. I lost a cousin by blood and my partner in music." He said that Brian Wilson wasn't just the heart of the Beach Boys. He was the soul of our sound. From the first time we sang together as kids in my living room, I knew that there was something otherworldly about him. His musical gifts were unmatched. The melodies he dreamed up, the emotions he poured into every note, Brian changed the course of music forever. His statement goes on for many, many, many more paragraphs. Worth noting that Mike Love did sue Brian Wilson several times over songwriting credits and also over the ownership of the actual band name, the Beach Boys. So there were some contentious moments between them. Not surprisingly, the people who are closest to you that you're going to, you know, get into those kind of things. Al Jardine, also a Beach Boys veteran, issued a beautiful statement saying, "Brian Wilson was my friend, my classmate, my football teammate, my Beach Boy bandmate, and my brother in spirit. I will always feel blessed that you were in our lives for as long as you were." He said, "I will really miss you, and I still have the warmth of the sun."
Nice.
Yeah.
I need to finish watching. I only watched the first hour because it's 3 hours, that Disney Plus Beach Boys documentary. And I think a lot of people will be looking for that now.
Yeah, it's a good time to go back and I got to see if my striped shirt still fit me.
Yes, right.
I had back in the day trying to look like them.
Yeah, I think when they first started, they were called the Pendletons, named after that shirt.
Man.
And then I think there was another group with that name, so they had to change the name.
Yeah, that was a rugged look.
Yeah. And Brian, for the record, I don't think he ever went surfing.
Really? Is that true?
He was not a guy who liked water sports at all.
I did not know that.
But he could certainly write about it.
He sure could.
Well, this is a reunion that when I first heard about it, I was excited because I love Leave It to Beaver, but only Jerry Mathers is left, right? How are they going to do a reunion?
Yeah, there was a big deal made that there was a big Leave It to Beaver reunion 70 years after the show's premiere. I, too, am a fan of Leave It to Beaver. I loved, watching the parents. I have, three brothers, but I could certainly relate to Beaver and Wally, the relationship between two brothers. But this reunion, this is who was in the reunion, and I feel a little ripped off by this. It was Beaver, of course, Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. There was Tui Brown. Do you know who Tui? I'm sorry. There was a Luke Tiger Fafara who played Tui Brown.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea who that is.
I can't picture him right now, but Tui sounds familiar.
Stephen Talbot.
Oh yeah,
played Gilbert.
Yes,
Gilbert,
a little blonde kid.
Gilbert, I remember. There was Veronica Cartwright who played Violet Rutherford.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't he Rutherford?
Lumpy Rutherford.
Lumpy have a sister? I don't remember a sister. And Jerry Weil, who played Judy Hensler.
Judy.
Another one I have no idea.
Nobody liked Judy. She was like the tattletale with the, I think she was the one with the
pigtails.
Like pig
the little
tails.
Prim and proper girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
So, wait a minute.
I would have been disappointed.
This wasn't a TV show, right?
No. This was like one of those autograph
in-person sessions.
Shows, where they get together at a hotel near the airport and sign autographs.
Well,
like that kind of a deal.
As Eddie Haskell would say, what a lovely idea.
Yeah. I got fully sucked into this, though. I saw Leave It to Beaver reunion. I jumped right into it. Uh-huh. And then I was like, well, this is a big ripoff.
Yeah.
Mrs. Flanders would not like this.
Landers. Ms. Landers. Ms. Landers.
Yes. Ms. Flanders. Was that the Simpsons?
I don't know.
I think that
that's right. You're mixing up your shows here. So we're going to get more Spaceballs, aren't we, Dean?
Yeah, this is very exciting. The official announcement was made that a sequel to the great Mel Brooks movie is going to be coming out, not only featuring Mel Brooks in it, reprising the role that he played in it, but also Rick Moranis, who has not been seen in a movie since the late 90s. He retired to raise his children, raise his family, but now probably because he wants to work with Mel Brooks, is going to be back in his role in it. This is what Mel Brooks said in a social media post this morning.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
In spite of what they say.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I love him so much.
He's the best still. What is he, like 90 now?
98 years old.
Oh, my.
He is 98 years old. Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis will be back as Lone Star and Dark Helmet in the movie. Mel Brooks will be, he was the original director of the movie. It hasn't been announced whether or not he's going to be directing, but he will be back playing the role of Yogurt. Not Yoda, but
of course, Yogurt.
in this.
Still the same. I interviewed him some years ago. Funny and feisty.
He's the greatest.
Let's talk about what to do this weekend around here.
Yeah, we've got a lot to do. Start off with some music like Dierks Bentley, who is at the Credit One Amphitheater out in Tinley Park tomorrow night. A lot going on at Ravinia this weekend. We've got the legendary blues men Taj Mahal and Keb Mo out there tomorrow. Smooth jazz man Kurt Elling is at Ravinia on Sunday. And tonight, Counting Crows are at Ravinia, so some good stuff there. The Totally 80s Tour is at the Arcata Theater out in St. Charles with Tommy Two Tone, Big Country, and Bow Wow Wow. If you love the 80s music, then the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond has Rick Springfield there tonight. Gypsy Kings are at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. We've got the Country Rockers Whiskey Myers with the Hard Rock in Gary for theater this weekend. The Tony Award-winning musical Kimberly Akimbo is at the CIBC Theater through June 22nd. Looking Glass has got a new comedy that just went up called Iraq But Funny, about five generations of Assyrian women from going back to the Ottoman Empire all the way up to present-day Chicago. Civic Opera House has got the Joffrey Ballet right now with the Chicago premiere of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. For some comedy this weekend, Sandra Bernhard still out doing stand-up comedy. Comedian and actress, she's at the Park West tomorrow night. Gary Owen playing the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. Podcaster Grace Helberg is at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. You may want to take in some outdoor activities. The weather's going to be okay, sounds like, for the Puerto Rican People's Day Parade down Western Avenue. Down Division from Western to Sacramento, and then the 47th Annual Puerto Rican Fest going on in Humboldt Park all weekend. The Old Town Art Fair is Saturday and Sunday. The Wells Street Art Fair also Saturday and Sunday. Midsummer Fest going on in the Andersonville neighborhood. Taste of Randolph Street is this weekend. In West Suburban Wheaton, there are the Highland Games going on there through Saturday. And new at the movies this weekend, this live-action adaptation that I've been talking about this week of How to Train Your Dragon is out. And I think they finally figured out how to do these live-action adaptations to really make it work. This is the first one, as long as I can remember, that probably was even more exciting than the original. There were three How to Train Your Dragon movies over the past 15 years. The same writer, the same director is on this one, so he really understands the story and the characters, and I think that makes a big difference. It's basically the same story as the first How to Train Your Dragon movie, except it's much more dimensional. The performances make a big difference. The nuanced expressions on people's faces, actual people instead of animation. But the landscapes are beautiful. The cinematography is beautiful. Sometimes it's so realistic. It actually felt a little Game of Thrones-like. I wondered if it might be a little scary if you've got, you know, little ones that are, you know, a little bit on the sensitive side. You may want to proceed with caution with this. But it's a really, really good movie, really exciting, just a tiny bit over 2 hours. I gave it a Dean's List A. I really liked it. Try to see it on a big screen if you can.
Maybe that one will make some money. We will see. Thank you, Dean. Have a good weekend.
See you soon.